Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuitive Life Tea with Angel, a place for you to sit down, have some fun discussing life, change, the interesting things happening across the New Age community, and some of those interesting people doing awesome work for you. Callers are always welcome, and I do enjoy answering your questions and giving brief readings on the air. So come on in, I invite you to sit down, pour a cup of great tea, and join me for 30 minutes of tea chat. Well, good evening. Happy Saturday. This is the end of the month. We have a brief show today. I do have a handful of callers online here with Angel and Ignite and Evolve Radio. As always, I ask you guys to state your name, ask your questions. One question, please. If you do want a follow-up question, we can handle that offline. You check in with me at igniteandevolvecoaching.com. We're trying to keep the questions really, really short, because for our first call this month in this format, we're only going to do a brief show. So I'm going to go ahead and just jump right in and catch that first caller. Good evening. Thank you for calling. This is Angel. Who am I speaking to?
Hi.
Hello?
Hello.
Who am I speaking to?
Stacey.
Stacey, how can I help you today?
Hi. I wanted to know, what do you see in regards to love, please? Someone coming in, told me.
So your question is, can you ask a specific question about that?
Yeah.
Do you have someone that you're interested in? What is your question?
Do you see a relationship coming?
Okay, well, I'll look at that and see what we can get very briefly for you on that, because it may need some expansion.
Okay.
On that particular question, because it doesn't feel like it's that simple for you. It feels like you've got, I'm getting yes, absolutely yes, but it looks like it's going to kind of come to you after you've completed some processes that you're still working through. The best thing to do is there's some things you're attempting to overcome that you need to resolve, that you're still in the process of resolving, and the relationship's going to kind of bring itself together at the end of this. So you're almost at the end of this road. What I'm getting is the difficulties and the challenges that you've been working through are ending. And once this whole process completes, then yes, you will. I'm not getting that's going to happen like this month or next month, but somehow between now and the end of the year, it looks like something's going to present itself to you. So that's a yes.
Oh, okay.
That's a yes. Is that helpful for you?
Yes, it is.
All righty.
Yes,
what was your name again? Stacy?
Uh-huh.
Okay, Stacy. Please keep in touch. Let me know how things are going. I'm going to ask that you go to my website, igniteevolvecoaching.com, please, and join the mailing list, because I would love to kind of engage with you a little more so that we can get some more insight on that question for you. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Have a fantastic evening. Bye-bye.
You too.
All righty. Thank you. And I have a lot of callers tonight. I'm going to try to get to them all, because I was only able to set up a 15-minute call tonight for some reason. So I'm going to try and get through all the calls. Again, just state your name and state a specific question for me, please. And if you have more than one question, chime in to me at igniteevolvecoaching.com. And please do follow me on the Blog Talk Radio programming. Thank you for holding. This is Angel. How may I help you tonight?
Hi, this is Suzanne, and I want to see when you see a boyfriend coming in for me.
Suzanne, and see if there's a boyfriend. Do you have any specific interests that you want to point towards, any particular individuals or anything like that?
Well, I started within a couple of dates with somebody, and then I was wondering if you saw somebody from the past or something from the future.
Okay.
Just in-
Let's have a look at that. So you're asking about relationships. A lot of relationship questions today. Okay, let's look at that. So I am getting that you are coming into a relationship, and it feels like you do already know this person. And it looks like this is somebody that you know now. This isn't somebody that's from the past that you're going to be getting in a relationship with. And this is going to be a relationship that's going to take you into the end of the year and going into 2016. So Does it feel like you have a one possible choice to choose from right now? It feels like there's two kind of individuals kind of playing around in there in your energy that are possibilities, and one of them has a little bit more of a harmonious spiritual connection with you, and that's the one that is going to be the one that you move forward with. But you definitely already know this person, and they're in your space now. This isn't a voice from the past. This is a voice from the present.
Does
that
past,
make sense?
I mean, like 7 months ago or something.
This is somebody that's from the present, it says. I'm getting that's in the now. This is,
okay,
this
so
is,
I haven't met them yet?
It feels like you know them. I'm being told that you know this person now, and that they're in your space now.
Okay, yeah, I knew somebody from the past, and they just visited today, but I don't know if it's him because I wasn't really attracted to him.
What's the first name? What's the first name?
I have three names that I like. Sean, Stan, Chet.
Say them again for me, please. Nice and slow.
Sean, Chet, Stan.
I get a lot of vibration off of Chet. I get more of a vibration off of that name than I do off the other names. But this is, that's really interesting. It feels very spiritual. It feels very physical too, but it does feel very spiritual. And it feels like that's the connection that maybe the one that you want to pursue. But this is a current connection. This is not a past connection for sure. So maybe it could be the 7 month possibility. But I'm absolutely getting that this is a current friend, somebody that's in your space right now. So does that ring with Chet?
Yeah. The other one, Stan, he keeps trying to make it more than a friendship, you know, dating, but I'm not really feeling it.
That doesn't feel like you're not feeling that one. So that one is because he wants it, doesn't mean.
And the other one real quick was like from 8 months ago.
Yeah. So that's what I'm getting. So at this
point,
about
Sean real quick 8 months ago?
You gave me the three names. Was he one of the three names, Sean?
Yes, Sean was from 8 months ago, from December.
Yeah. Yeah, I still keep getting Chet as the stronger name. Is he the one that you're not feeling?
No, Stan I'm not, but Sean hasn't called.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm not feeling a real strong connection with that one, with the Sean.
Okay.
And neither one of them is bad. I'm just not feeling.
I was wondering
strong,
if he was ever going to call me, though, just to say hi.
Possible. It's possible. I'm not feeling that connection is the connection that you were looking for when you're talking about the relationship, because that's what you were asking. Yeah,
okay.
No, I'm not feeling that is the connection with that individual.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I was wondering, like, you don't know when he's going to call. Who knows, right? I don't know.
Well, I'm not feeling, the question you asked was about the relationship, so that's kind of what I connected with. We can dig a little more, but I don't have a whole lot of time, and I have several people still yet holding. So my suggestion would be, you know, go onto my website, igniteevolvecoaching.com, and we can try to connect, and I can try to give you a little more depth on that. But, you know, I want to make sure we focus so I can get through some of the other calls. But, you know, for the question that you're asking, you know, focus on one. Focus on one, okay? And focus on the one that connects the best with you at the end of the day so that you can get kind of that rich relationship that you're looking for. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
Awesome. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I'm going to move on to the next caller. Hello, this is Angel. Thank you for calling. Who am I speaking to tonight?
Hi, Angel. This is Donna. And I have a relationship question too. If a relationship with a man is coming in for me.
Okay. Everybody's talking about relationships tonight. Okay. Well, what can I do for you? What can I do for you tonight, Donna?
Well, I wanted to know if I'm going to be meeting a fellow, and you know, eventually, I'd like to something that would go into marriage. I'm not in a relationship right now.
Okay, so your question is, it's an interesting question because you're asking, will you eventually meet someone? And I'm kind of, somebody's chuckling going, well, of course you will. So So what are you looking for? Are you looking to know by a specific time? Because the answer is yes, right?
Yeah, well, so, what time and if it would possibly go into a marriage, because that's what I'm looking for more is a marriage, not just a, you know, short-time relationship.
Right. So to answer your question, I'm seeing that you need to take a deep breath and get some clarity around what it is you're looking for. Because the answer is definitely yes. And you are still kind of trying to figure out what your life is going to be made up of. Once you finish a couple of processes here, you're going to meet a person that's going to walk with you in partnership. And it looks like this person you're going to meet going into looking at the spring. It looks like the spring of 2016 as a blossoming process of some work or business-related process. Looks like a business venture. I don't know what it is you do, but I see you connecting with someone in the line of business or a conversation or a convention or something of that nature. I just see people. I see like a presentation. I'm not quite sure what that is. It just looks like a convention to me, but that may be the wrong description. But this is going into the spring, which is what, February, March, April, somewhere around there, of 2016. Does that make sense to you? Do you have anything that you're planning to do around the spring of next year?
No, but I'm not working right now. I was working for my brother for a while with leads, with the trucking job. You know, I go to different events now and then, and yeah, so it's hard to say what, you know, what I'll be doing.
That's what it feels like, and so that makes sense to me as you speak to that, because you have some things that you need to kind of resolve on your end around your life's mission, your life's purpose, and moving forward. And as you move forward into that, this person is going to present themselves to you as you're in the mix of what it is that you're trying to do. And it definitely feels like a business-related program, whether it's a convention, whether it's a business trip. There's something happening around the spring. And that's where this person is going to step into your life.
Oh,
and
good.
So that's what it feels like. That's what I'm seeing.
Oh, good.
Does that make more sense, more light on it for you?
Yeah.
And it feels really good. I mean, it looks like you're having a really great time. You look really good, too. So look like you're feeling really good. So it looks really good.
Oh, I'm so,
so
excited.
So what I'm going to ask you to do is, you know, connect with me on my website, IgniteEvolveCoaching.com, so I can keep in touch with you. This show tonight is really, really short because of some technical issues with setting it up. So the last Saturday of every month, I plan on doing this program, but I'm on the air every Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific time and every Wednesday night at 8:30 Pacific time. And at those times, if you want to call back in and we get some more insight, that would be awesome.
Okay. Yes. Thank you very much.
Thank you. You have a fantastic evening, and thank you, everyone, for calling in. Good night to you, okay?
Night. Thank you. You too.
You're welcome. And for the rest of you guys that are holding on, tune in next time, and tune in on Wednesday night into T-Chat, and I'll be happy to answer any questions that you have. And I'm sorry that the call is short tonight, but I will be back. And just remember what I say, ignite your life today so that you can evolve your life tomorrow. God bless.